This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the European Council on Thursday, urging member states to help Ukraine further in withstanding Russian aggression. President Zelensky said the upcoming 6 months will be crucial in its conflict with Russia and that the strong external support will play a decisive role. He said, "I ask each of the 27 countries of the European Union to decide what specifically you can do to increase the supply of air defense and missile defense systems. This also applies to modern tanks. There's no rational reason," he said, "why Ukraine should not receive them now. I'm asking you to show leadership." The president said all of this action will directly save millions of lives. In addition, Zelensky urged European countries to maintain the energy supply to Ukraine. Ukraine and Russian shelling killed two people on Thursday in the southern city of Kherson, while Russian-installed officials reported Ukrainian attacks in the eastern city of Donetsk. The deputy head of President Zelensky's office posted on Telegram that the Russian strikes hit the regional administration building in Kherson. In Donetsk, the Russian-appointed mayor said overnight shelling amounted to some of the biggest attacks there in years. In Peru, the government announced a nationwide 30-day state of emergency on Wednesday in response to protests sparked by the ouster of President Pedro Castillo. Castillo has been charged with rebellion and conspiracy. Argentina's monthly inflation rate stood at 4.9% in November. This, according to data from Index Statistics Agency released on Thursday, while inflation in the 12 months through November hit 92.4% as surging consumer prices sapped wages and savings. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Three men convicted of playing supporting roles in a foiled plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan in the United States in 2020 were sentenced to multiple years in prison on Thursday, as two of the conspiracy's ringleaders await sentencing before the end of the month. The three men were convicted by a jury in October on charges of gang membership, firearm violations, and providing material support for terrorism. U.S. President Joe Biden threw his support Thursday behind a larger African role in the world, but also vowed the United States would not shy away from promoting democracy. Also, the U.S. has more plans for migrant releases when the asylum limits currently in place have ended. Officials in Pakistan said Thursday a fresh round of indiscriminate cross-border artillery shelling by Afghan's Taliban forces on civilian targets had killed one person and wounded 15 others. Women and children were among the victims. The attack sparked the intermittent exchange of fire near the Chaman border crossing, but no details of losses on the Afghan side were immediately known. Pakistan and Taliban officials accused the other of initiating the latest conflict. The White House Thursday issued what it's calling its COVID-19 winter preparedness plan, making free home tests and vaccinations readily available throughout the country. In a statement, the White House said that while COVID-19 is not the disruptive force it once was, it said the virus continues to evolve, and the latest data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, show new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all up in recent days. German tennis legend Boris Becker has returned to Germany after serving 8 months in prison in Britain. The three-time Wimbledon champion had been sentenced to 30 months in prison in April for illicitly transferring large amounts of money and hiding assets after he was declared bankrupt. He would normally have had to serve half his sentence before being eligible for release, but he was released early under a fast-track deportation program for foreign nationals. And circling back to our top story this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the European Council on Thursday, urging member states to help Ukraine further in withstanding Russian aggression. He said the upcoming 6 months will be crucial in its conflict with Russia and that strong external support will play a decisive role. Ukraine said Russian shelling killed two people on Thursday in the southern city of Kherson, while Russian-installed officials reported Ukrainian attacks in the eastern city of Donetsk. More on all these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.